Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barazonde. I am very excited about what we're doing. You know, I have alluded to this, and a lot of people that got on the prayer circle realized that something different was happening today, and that this is UWealth Revolution Awakening 2012. We're no longer in the shift phase, because I believe the shift has already happened, and people are awakening. So if you are here for the first time, if you're here for the 100th time, it is the Awakening 2012 segment of our movement. And what we're doing is we are asking, what are your challenges? What are your needed breakthroughs? What are the things that we can help you to create? And what we do 10 minutes before each call is we do a prayer circle, and we raise the energy of the 89,000 people in the circle, and we send that energy and that intention to the group to help us shift and awaken and release and be everything that we are truly meant to be. And so if you have a challenge or someone that you want us to send intention energy to, like a prayer, that's what that group is going to be about, and that is part of our awakening. Because I got to be honest with you, I've shifted, and I know all of you have shifted. You're all shifted, and that's why you're here, and that's why we are now moving into the awakening. And I want to let you know, as we move closer and closer to 2013 in December, we are going to be announcing the Ascension part of our event, and that is going to be a totally different energy as well. So all of this is coming, and you're in the right place. Now, today, we started this out with getting your requests and what you needed, and we have one of our most favorite guests and one of the most powerful healers that I know, Carolyn Cooper, and she is going to be doing work on all of you, well, not all of you, a select group of you one-on-one, but I want to make this point. When she does this, those people, you guys that are listening, it's very likely, and I'll ask her, that you're going to get some benefit even if you're not chosen. So really, this is, I want you to imagine, you getting that one-on-one help, even if you're picked on the phone or if you're not. Let her speak directly to you and through you and feel this. So I want to introduce Carolyn, and then we are going to just hit the ground running. And, you know, I'll tell you how to raise your hand and what we're going to be doing, but it is going to be astounding. Carolyn Cooper is a gifted energy intuitive. She is a teacher of leading edge energy healing. She uses intuition, skill, and amazing simplicity as she aligns all of your body energy systems to restore balance and harmony to you. She demonstrates a remarkable ability to clear and release ancestral DNA blocks. So one of the things, if you are able to get on the phone with her or you're listening in and just hearing this, she is going to be able to sense and feel where those people that talk with her have ancestral DNA repairs that need to be done, wounds from the past, and some of the things that may even be in your lineage from people you don't even know about. If you've been around personal development or you've been trying to change your life and you're thinking right now, you know, something's not working. I see all of my friends transforming. I hear great stories from people who have done, but my life is not getting there. You definitely will want to be aware of what's going on in the lineage and in the DNA. Now, this powerful method of healing changes your energy pattern. It transforms behavior, and it even shifts your subconscious beliefs almost instantly, and in some instances, instantly. So we're going to talk about that. And so Carolyn also has developed a method called Simply Healed, where you learn, and this is why she's been so popular, because you actually learn to become a healer. She's not one of these people that says, well, you know, I was born with this, and so nobody else can have it, and just follow me, and I'll be your guru forever. She actually wants to empower you with skill sets and tools to help you clear away negative emotions, not only in yourself, but to learn how to be certified as a healer. And for a lot of you that are saying, well, you know, my life and my abundance needs to change, my money situation needs to change, if you're on this call, it's because you love this work, you love this energy of what we're doing. And I always say, if you love something, that's where you're going to create the most wealth around it, or the most abundance, is in doing what you love. Life is too short otherwise. So she has some very powerful things to do with that. But let me get started, because I'm excited. Carolyn, welcome back to the UWealth Revolution Awakening 2012.
Hey, Darius. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
We have a ton of people packing in on the lines, and it is incredible what's been happening. So they are very excited. And Karen, really quick, I mean, I am so glad to have you back. I want to ask maybe one first question, and then I want to get started working with people. Why is it that some people, no matter how much personal development they do, no matter how much even clearing work they do from the experts or the teachers or the people that are all over the place, they still remain in a place where they're not cleared or healed or free or joyful or abundant? What is going on? What is it that, why is it that they're, that some people cannot release those last vestiges that are holding them back?
Yeah, that's a great question, Darius. And hi, everybody, by the way. I forgot to say hi to the audience. Hope we're all having a great Monday. I know I am. Yeah, that's a great question, why some people seem to move and shift so quickly and other people stay stuck. And there are lots of different variables. Of course, since ancestral work is my specialty, like a lot of times there are things that are generational that are stuck for people that they're not seeing. But the main common denominator that I see with people, and I've worked on thousands of people over the years, is a lack of self-worth, feeling like, well, I'm not worthy. And sometimes it's so deep and so hidden and so subconscious that they're not worthy, that they're not, they don't even realize it's there. But the underlying thing of, well, yeah, that can happen for everyone else, but I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough to have that fully happen for me. You know, I'm not quite capable. You know, it's just fear. Fear and feeling not good enough and feeling and not allowing themselves that, not giving themselves permission to just fully allow and receive that into their self, their soul, their life, you know. So that's generally what it is. And then it's not that everybody else has something special that they don't have. It's that just getting to that place where you recognize your gifts and your skills and your talents and recognize that just for being who you are, yeah, you're worthy. You're here on this earth. You're worthy. You're good. Accept it. Move with it.
I love that, and I agree completely. And one of the things that, you know, you do energetically is you open the space so that they can bring that energy and feel that energy into their life. So I actually would love to talk really quick about the ancestral and the lineage issues, because I think that's something that, in fact, I know is that you only do. There are very few people that cover that, and I think for a lot of people that's where some of the greatest challenges are. And I know in my life that was where I had a lot of challenges. Through a lot of work, I found that there were things in my lineage that I was just reliving that weren't really even me. Tell us about that and why it's so important. Can it really hold us back?
Yes, it can. That is, things we inherit things through our cellular memories. Like everything we inherit through our DNA, our hair color, eye color, you know, shape of our body, color of our skin, our hair, whatever it is, we inherit it through our DNA. So, of course, we also inherit certain traits, certain qualities, certain tendencies. Some of those are very good things, and we like those, and we want to keep those. And others are things that are not so comfortable for us. There have been, you know, through I love history. When I look at history, oh my goodness, there's so many horrific things that people have gone through back in our history, in our family lines, and you know, in everyone's family line, but just people in history in general. Oppression, abuse, grief, sorrow, sadness. If you're hanging on to some of that, or not necessarily even consciously hanging on to it, of course, usually not, but subconsciously, or that's in your spiritual DNA, and you wonder why you feel depressed a lot of the time, or sad a lot of the time, and you think, well, my life isn't that bad. Why do I feel this deep depression? Yeah, oftentimes when I'm working with someone, I always check, oh, okay, that's generational. It's extra stuff. It just magnifies what you've already got if it's in your system as well. So it's really important to move that out, clean that up. I see it in so many instances, but a lot of times financial, relationships, health, if things are cleared up, everything starts at energetic level. Everything starts, you know, at an intangible level, and then it's created or manifested physically in the physical realm.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can clean up those things on an energetic level, they don't have to manifest physically, either in our life physically or in our body physically. You know, if you can get to the root of them while they're still in the energy form. But even if they do manifest in your life, you can still get to the root of them and turn things around.
Well, you know, that's exactly what we want to do here. So I am very excited, and I know everybody here is ready. Can you take a read of the energy of the group? I mean, does anything come to you? As we, you know, there are going to be quite a few people that get to do the one-on-one with you, and they're going to be, of course, there are hundreds and hundreds of people on the line, and so there's going to be a group that maybe don't get chosen. Can you take a read and see kind of what's coming in?
Oh, yeah, I kind of already did.
Okay.
I always do that when I'm on a call. I kind of check in with who I'm going to be connecting with, like who the audience will be. And it feels like, to me, like there are some things that need to be cleared, but it's my intention, and I'm sure yours too, to help as many people at one time as we can. So whoever it is that actually gets the turn speaking, In my mind's eye, this is just a representative for the group. I mean, anything I do for someone, my intention is this is to help as many people listening to this as possible. It's not, we all know, it's not just for that one person. We may be focusing on their specifics of that issue, but there will be many other people listening that have a similar issue. That's called borrowed benefits. So anybody can pick up on that energy clearing, whether or not it's them I'm exactly talking to or not. So, I think we've just got a variety of things we need to work on today. So I'm excited.
Okay, well, I am too. So what we're going to do, one other question, Carolyn, for those people that are not chosen, that are listening in, would there be any way they can maximize the benefit of what's going on with the callers that are receiving the interaction from you? Do they just need to be present? Will they get some of that, or how would that work?
Yeah, just being present. And I always tell people.
Did we lose? Are you there, Carolyn?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Ooh, my little headset moved and something went wacky.
Well, we may be moving a lot of energy. I got to tell you, one of the things I always find is that the lines go bad. So we'll be prepared if something happens. Everyone, just
okay.
Be ready.
I have a backup. Oh, I have a backup line if I need it. And it's super windy where I am today too, which is unusual. But sometimes it affects my phone stuff when it's really windy right here by my house. Anyway, let's see. Where were we? I can't remember the question you asked me now.
Well, basically,
what they can do.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Be well hydrated. Be relaxed. I already did kind of a little clearing for people I was listening really, but when you were reading my bio, I was just kind of checking in and making sure people were open to allow, accept, and receive what we do today. Because my job is to, when someone asks me to help them or to move the energy, yeah, I see and feel things, and I know how to do that because I'm trained how to do that. But their job is to be open and to receive it, because I cannot do that for them. Only individuals can do that for themselves. And so sometimes people expect the practitioner to just do all of that for them. But guess what? Nobody else can do. There are certain things that nobody else can do for you, and the main one is being open to receiving it.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to lower everybody's hands. I want to start again. And any particular issues you want to start with, Carolyn? What type of issues should we ask people to raise their hand if they're facing?
I'm just checking in here to see if it matters. It honestly does not matter to me. I'll just take it and run with whatever we get. Well, if you have a preference, Darius, we can go with your preference. It doesn't matter to me. I just have the intention of whoever needs to have some help will get it. So I will say every physical ailment has an emotional, you know, probable emotional cause to that. So if people write in with, well, my knee hurts and my shoulder hurts and my back's out and da-da-da-da-da, all that physical, I don't diagnose anything physically. No matter what it is you come up with, I am still looking at the energy underneath it. So I may not address that particular knee or shoulder because that's not what I do. I go underneath that and see what the energy is doing in the first place, why there's a weakness there.
Okay. Fantastic. Okay, so we've got, you can hit *2 to raise your hand on your phone. And, nope, there it goes. Oh, my gosh, it just exploded. Okay, so we've got a cell phone caller from North Carolina. It looks like they're in Salisbury. It's a 704 area code. I don't have a name. Are you there?
My name is Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna. How can
we
help you?
I'm so happy to talk with you. Thank you for taking my call. I think my biggest concern is I have been blocked from earning a living or making money of any kind. It's been really daunting. I do have some health issues, but I think they're more of an excuse why I don't make money. I don't know.
Okay. All right. I can look on there and see. Can I ask you a couple of questions, Donna, before I just so
yes,
it'll...
Please.
Help me to be able to help you a little bit more. So when you say,
thank you, Carol.
I thought that was interesting, your choice of words. I have been blocked from earning a living. So this, from that, it sounds like this is an ongoing thing with you.
Yes, I'm 53, and it's been going on since a car accident in 1980, which
okay.
I was 20 at the time.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. That gives me a little clue. Okay, I'm just going to check in. And I'm assuming if people are calling in asking for help, they're okay with me just jumping in and
absolutely.
Checking on their energy, correct? Okay.
Please. Yes,
okay.
Please.
We've still got, all right. First of all, it feels like there's still some residue from the trauma of the car accident that's floating around in your body. I'm going to move that very first so that it'll be easier to work.
You.
So, yes, and... Yeah, and I'm just checking on how I get to the root of the problem is I say affirmations, which are like clearing statements, so I can tell where your energy is. So when I say it's safe for me to have money, I'm good with money, I make wise money decisions, all of those things, your energy is disconnected from those, which you probably that probably doesn't surprise you, but what I'm doing is moving clutter.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can, it's safe for me, it's okay. And you do have some generational stuff on your father's side specifically with, the word I'm seeing is proving yourself, something to do with having to prove yourself. I don't know what that is. It goes back about 14 generations, it looks like.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Sometimes I take a big deep sigh. It's just because I can feel things moving, so I hope I didn't breathe right in the phone on you. Okay. And
it's, you can. It's fine.
Okay. Okay. So what I just did, we cleared the trauma from the car accident because it feels like that's just been lingering. I don't know if that's the main problem, but that needed to be cleaned up. And generational stuff on proving yourself and on that has to do with the money. And then I just plugged in some affirmations. I can do this faster in my head than I can speaking it. So when I, so when I say, I did this, and you're like, well, I didn't hear you say it, I just know my energy
was
gone.
No, it's fine.
I
could feel all
you get it. You're good.
Yes,
yeah,
thank you.
And also something about making good money doing something you love. Do you feel like it's okay to do what you want? What do you want to do?
Started out in... ministry and doing outreach work to help people at like a chaplain, and then I just went to just basically public service, you know, just out and about. I love counseling people, but it's very difficult for me to not be able to get my life together to be able to help someone else.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just, you had some energy on that even when you spoke it, so I'm just moving that. And yes, and let your story be a good story, a good example for people of, you know, I struggled for a while, but now I'm back, I'm on my feet, and I'm moving forward. And so that will make you more of a counselor or a great counselor because you've got that personal story that you will, from here on out, share
right.
with people, be able to share. Yeah, that's okay. I have, and you're really good on knowing that you've got the gifts and the skills that you need. It's just stepping up to that and
correct.
Knowing that you're capable. Yeah.
It's been like a block, you know, a real, like, I had to get to the other side, and there was no bridge.
Oh,
like, I could see the other
yeah.
side, but I couldn't get there.
Yeah, it's because you had some disconnected energy. You had some pieces of the bridge that were out.
Bless your heart.
So we've
bless
just connected all that energy now. So now you get to take that and move with it. So we've realigned the energetic patterns. So you should be more open to receiving things that come. And you're really good on intuition, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
That feels very strong. That's a strong area for you, so pay attention to that. Pay attention to the inspiration that comes to you. And so you'll get thoughts, you'll get ideas, people will come into your life to support and to help you. So now that's all set up. Now you get to do the walking forward with it. So pay attention to the little spiritual nudges that come to you and follow those. Mm-hmm. You're on your way, girl.
Okay, well, we are going to keep moving. That was good and incredible, and I want to move fast because we've got so many people.
Okay.
But
I know. I'll try not to
her.
Ask too many questions. I'll try not to ask too many questions back.
Oh, no.
It jumps out immediately.
Sure. Well, you know, and the thing I would tell people is the more quicker we can go, the more people we can reach. So, you know, get on and you can say hello, and then let's get right into it. We've got Beth Ybarra from Atwater, California. Beth, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, Beth.
You're on with Darius and Carolyn.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Beth. Yes, you're on.
I'm here.
Yes, we can hear you. How are you?
I'm great, Darius. Thank you very much for choosing me. I like the... I'm leaving the work to talk to you. I called the previous caller before me, and not doing. I'm not healing. I believe that I have the ability to heal. I'm not doing it. I keep working off.
I think we're losing the connection here. I can't really hear very well. Beth, can you call in from a different phone because it's breaking up? I'm so sorry. I just can't hear very much here. I'm going to let Beth call in from maybe a different phone. I don't know if she was on a cell phone. We've got another caller here from Illinois. It is a cell phone and looks like it's Geneseo, Illinois, but we'll hope that it comes in clear. Are you there,
hello,
cell phone caller? Yes, are you there?
Hello? Hello?
Yes. Yes, you're on with Darius and Carolyn.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had you on speaker.
That's okay. How can we help you?
Yes. Well, oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm going to start crying. I'm having a lot of problems. My main issue right now is, believe it or not, my mother-in-law. I'm really blocked with that. Emotionally, feeling not good enough, and I don't know what's going on.
Okay. What's your first name?
Molly.
Molly. Oh, I love that name.
Molly.
Okay, Molly. I'm just curious, how long has she been your mother-in-law?
Well, I've been with my husband for 16 years, but 10. It's not
okay.
Since I,
so you've known her. You've had a relationship. Okay.
Yeah. And it was really good
time.
Until I had my first son.
Oh. Okay. Okay, so I'm just checking in right here, and I'm actually checking on that energetic relationship between you and her, because whenever there's two people or more in a relationship, the energy between the two is like its own entity. I mean, it gets cluttered, it gets messed up, so it feels like there's a lot of stuff in there. I'm just cleaning up, like kind of taking a vacuum cleaner in there and just cleaning up all of the junk that's been in
okay.
the relationship energy between you and her, almost like you're starting with a clean slate. It feels like more of that is coming from her side than yours, and I'm not just saying that because you're the one I'm talking to, but it...
No, I
your
pick up other people's
energy,
so, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm checking for you on being able to send her good vibrations, you know, good emotions, good energy, and also you're open to receiving that from her, but it doesn't feel like it's quite the same on her side. So I can, if her energy lets me, I can send her a little dedication. Yeah, she's open. I'll send it. It's like a gift for somebody. She can choose to accept it or not. But back to
okay.
you. I'm just going to plug in for you that I am good enough. I don't think that's a problem in other places in your life, but
yeah.
just in this particular place, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think we're good. I think we're good with you on that. Just for a quick little fix there.
Thank
yeah,
you, Carol.
Cleaning up that energy between the both of you that was just stagnant and old. Yeah, so that's all cleaned up for you now. I wish you the best with that.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. Thank you, Darius, as well.
Thank you.
Very welcome.
Thank you, Molly. So really quick, I mean, what should Molly do now? I mean, she just goes about her day, or she goes and should, you know, anything she should do differently, Carolyn, or will things just be differently now that she's different?
I think things will be differently. It will feel a little bit different, and I don't know how often she's, like, around her mother-in-law. It doesn't matter how close you are. I mean, people feel it from, you know, miles and miles away, but I've had so many clients where, you know, for relationship things, like we adjust their energy just a little bit, like I am good enough to be in this relationship. I'm worthy of that person's time, attention, and love, and things like that. And then what happens is because they're emitting a different signal now, she was emitting, I'm not good enough for her. She doesn't think I'm good enough. We've changed that to, I am good enough. I am good enough.
Exactly.
So that's the signal Molly is now emitting out. That's the signal mother-in-law will pick up on some level, not consciously. She will notice something's different. And so what generally happens in those cases is the client that I work on says, it's the weirdest thing. They're a lot nicer to me now. We didn't speak it verbally, but for some reason, things have shifted and changed. It's like, yeah, that's how it happens.
All right. Well, let's get we're going to do that for a lot more people and people on the call, too. As you're feeling this, keep your things open, keep your challenges open and at hand when we do the work so that you're open to receiving this as well. We've got Jennifer from Whatcom County, Washington. It's a 360 area code. Jennifer, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
welcome.
Jennifer.
You're on with Darius and Carolyn.
Thank you very much. I am great at manifesting. I feel very abundant, but where I still feel like I have challenges is in my money situation.
Okay. And in what? So when you say you're great at manifesting, do you mean creating, orchestrating situations and things like that, but not the financial success?
Yes.
Is that?
Yes.
Am I saying that right? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So let me just check in on a couple things. Oh, yeah. First of all, generational stuff on that. It's more coming from your mother's side right now. So let me – okay. Yeah, there's something on mom's side about seven generations back. Seven generations is like early 1800s probably, like late 1700s
wow.
maybe. Anyway, I just see pictures in my head, so that's – okay, so we're going to move that for you first off. And then I'm just checking a few other things right here. It's okay. There's some little glitch in the energy about it's okay to be it's okay for me to be financially successful. It's kind of a deserving issue. It feels like I deserve financial success. We're going to plug in. When I plug in these affirmations, what we're doing with these is actually moving any other blocks that are there that do not align themselves with the new affirmation, which it feels like there's several different ones. And this, of course, like all the others, but this specifically goes out to everybody else listening to this too, whether live or replay. Yeah, we're just going to throw in a couple of these for everybody. It's safe for me to have money. It is okay for me and her generational stuff, and I deserve to have financial success. Oh, I am smart enough. I am smart enough for financial success. Wow, that just jumped out. Okay. Anything else? Yeah, that, it just felt like there were a few little kinks there that needed to get worked out, plus the generational thing. So that's all I'm getting on that for right now. So.
Okay, great.
Good.
And will that also...
Oh, you're still on the line. I can talk to you.
Will that still have a positive impact on my growing my business?
Yeah, let me... You don't have to say it over the air if you don't want to, but I can check in on your business and just check the, what type of a business is it. I'm just curious.
I offer services.
Oh, okay.
If you want specific, I can tell you, but... I'm a healer.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's great. This is perfect because there's so many people just like you listening to the. In fact, I'm starting a business. I'm doing a business online business course down the road in a few months for healers in getting their business out there because it's so. People have such a struggle with that, and it's a spiritual thing, and blah, blah, you know, all the things that go along with that. So I know you're not the only one listening to this call with a healing business that's having a little struggle financially. So I'm just going to, with intention, do a little dedication to your business that, yeah, it's good. It's good. It just, yeah, I attract the right clients. They are drawn to me. And don't try to attract clients that are not the right kind for you. Like,
yes.
Don't feel bad if some people don't come to you because they're not your ideal client. So what we want to concentrate is you being having that, I can see it in my head. What is that? Anyway, having an open pathway for the people who will connect with you the very best, your ideal clients. And that's all that really matters. That's who you're here to help anyway, not all the extras. So I attract all the ideal clients for me. Yeah. And also just trusting yourself to be a wise businesswoman. Be able to do the right-brained healing part of it, but also, oh, maybe that's where that came in, where I felt like we needed to plug in. I'm smart enough. That whole business person side. I am a savvy businesswoman. Let's plug that in for you. Okay. Awesome. Yeah, that feels good. That feels clean.
All right.
Great.
Jennifer,
thank you so much.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
Wow. Well, I love that. And I think this is a really key point, is that so many of us, as we open up to the spiritual side and things, and we say, oh, well, you know, we shouldn't have money, we shouldn't have this, and, you know, so would it be better if all the bankers and politicians had all the money and then they could create the world that they want, or should the people that actually are the most aware, the most conscious, the most connected, the most in love with nature and Mother Earth and what we're here to do and our mission, you know, should we all be poor so that things that aren't of that highest divine source can be suppressed for more and more? How much longer can the earth take that? Can the world take that? I mean, so it's time to step up. You know, it's just absolutely, we have to hold this vision of, look, it's just not even a possibility anymore. And I'm just not going to let it be a possibility in my life. You know, we have to change the school system. We've got a lot of work to do, guys. So it's
yeah.
Time to step up.
And I totally agree. I agree with all of that you just said.
Yeah, it's time.
Like people think it's okay for corporate people to make money
yeah.
with their gifts, but it's not okay for healing type of people to make money with their gifts, which is ridiculous. I believe they're all gifts from God. So, yes, we should all not settle in a negative way, but in a good way, be comfortable in our gifts
mm-hmm.
and be able to make a good living off them as well. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Wouldn't that be wonderful if everyone in the world was making a living off their gifts? That'd be
and,
great.
And, you know, money is a form of attention, because when someone will pay you for something you do, they are giving you their attention. They're saying, this is important enough in my life that I'm going to give a portion of my income to this so that I pay more attention. I mean, obviously, if you paid
mm-hmm.
$10,000 for something, you're going to pay more attention to that thing you bought for $10,000 than that thing you got for free, right? Because
yeah.
You invested something. And so when we do that and we take these divine gifts, it's about really making that something of attention on this planet so that more people pay attention to the divine and what's important. So it has to be a big shift, but I'm going to let you do the healing work. They don't want to hear me. So we've got Linda from Vancouver. from Vancouver, British Columbia. Thank you, Carolyn. And she's on. Linda, can you hear us here at 604 area code? Is that you?
Yes, it's me.
Hey,
hi,
Linda,
Linda.
You're on with us.
Hi. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm on. Okay. I have financial problems. I have angina. My father died because of financial problems when I was 14. So I feel like I'm holding something, like there's the grief is not dealt with enough.
I think you're right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I need some help.
Okay. I'm just, I'm checking in here to see for your highest good, the best advice. Yeah, do we need to do okay. Yeah, there was something, as soon as you said that, that your dad died when you were 14, it's like, whoa, there's a big charge on that. Yes. So, do you feel him near you often, though? Do you feel his help from the other side? Because he's there.
Lately, I think he is, yeah, lately.
Yeah.
I'm opening.
And he wants you to be successful in all areas of your life, so it's... Okay, so there was some old, it felt just some kind of heavy and deep, some grief there that needed to, I can tell you've done a lot of work on it, but there is still, it just felt like a little chunk that had never quite got moved all the way. And that's interesting, angina, I think that's all connected. Do we need anything here? I'm checking fourth chakra to see if there's anything in that heart chakra energetically right now that needs to be cleared. There was when you first started talking, but I think some of the grief that we moved was what was connected in that. Okay, so as far as the money, I don't know if the money was the problem. I think the other things, I think the money's just the symptom. Since we got to the root, mm-hmm. it's like, I don't know if there's a ton. Do you want to give me any little short detail about the, when you said, how did you word that about finances when you first got on the call?
Well, I have funds, and they're dwindling very quickly, and then I'm kaput. But the other thing is about my heart, is I have blocked arteries. I'm supposed to have a quadruple bypass, and I'm trying not to. I'm trying to deal with this issue through healing methods.
Okay.
So I would like not to have the operation.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to do a couple things here physically for you, but of course I would never say, I can't even touch that medical stuff legally with me saying, yeah, let's just clear this. I'll clear what I can, but I will need to tell you, yeah, be sure you take good care to listen to what your doctor says what to do about that. You know, trust your intuition on that, but also, you know, you need to do what you need to do and take care of it. But in the meantime, it feels like we need to connect the different cells in your body. They're not communicating as well as they should be. So the cells, yeah, cells, atoms, molecules, all of those, we want everything connecting. It feels like there's a little something. Okay. And just getting your body systems to connect better energetically and work together, work as a team, so that all those insides in your body are working together, united as a team. Yeah, it just felt like there was a lot of disconnection going on physically. Mm. Take a couple deep breaths. We're going to solve that. Do we need to? Nope. And why, when your money runs out, are you kaput? Do you have things that you can do, or something online that you can do to bring in money? Are there opportunities you're not seeing? Is just where I'm going.
I feel as though writing is something in my future, like some kind of ideas around what life truly is, the mysteries of life.
Cool.
I don't know, this is coming up for me.
Well, that's great. If it's coming up, yeah. Sorry, I talked over you.
Yeah, it's okay.
If it's if it's coming up for you, it's there for a reason. Like if you have that desire in your heart, it's there for a reason. So listen to that. Listen to your heart, I'm saying. Okay.
Okay, and that's where all my issues are, in the heart.
I don't know so much anymore. So we got all your cells and molecules and body systems and all of that working harmoniously. It just felt like there was a lot of compartmentalization going on inside, just energetically. Like, so all the communication is feeling good. We cleared up the dad stuff, the losing your dad stuff, which there was some things around the heart area. And finances, I'm just going to plug in a couple things about, just listening and following through on the promptings that come to you and letting go of the fear. There's some fear around running out of money, like there's not going to be enough. And do we need anything else? Yeah, that's all that's coming up right now that that we need to clean up for just this quickie little laser session anyway.
Sounds great.
Wow.
And plus you already got all the affirmations that we plugged in for Jennifer about money that we did, she was on right before you. So those are all in place too.
Great.
So good. Good.
Wow.
Well, we want to, you know, wish the best for everybody, and I do want to make a point. I mean, it may be that the clearings that are done here help whatever medical situation you need to have done go smoother as well, or help you recover faster. So this is not a replacement for anything medical at all. I mean, this is doing what we can do energetically to maybe even prepare you for the medical things that need to be done. But we're not doctors, and we don't know anything about that. We don't want to interfere with that, because that's a whole, you know, that's a physical level thing, and we're working on the energy side. So, you know, follow that advice of your doctor. But, you know, like you said, Carolyn, there are things that she may not be seeing because energetically she was blocked, like with ways to earn more income. And, you know, nobody is ever truly stuck or stopped. I mean, there's any time there's problems in the world, there's people that need solutions to those problems. You just have to decide, I'm going to be a problem solver, and your financial situation will change. And that's what we're doing here. We're taking care of challenges. Now, we've got, let's see, we've got, it looks like someone from Englishtown, New Jersey. First name is Igor. I don't know if that's Igor or if it's someone else on his line, 732. I'm going to unmute the line. Igor or someone in the family, are you there?
Yes. My name is Adelaide.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Wow. Hi. Okay. I was trying in my head now to say it very short, what it is I'm looking for. And it's like so much, so I'm trying to, I'll try it now. I'm kind of like, you know, the weird person in everywhere I go, and in my family. So I have issues with my mother, which I'm trying to also to heal. Some with my kids that sometimes is distant, sometimes is not. With my husband, that we are in the same house, but we are separated. But when I, and also monetary, I cannot make any money, and currently I'm not working. But when I'm around, you know, healing energy, people just tell me that they are like almost intimidated by me, that I'm so open and receiving and giving, but I don't see it in my life. Like, I know energetically I'm receiving so much and giving so much, but on this physical level it's not translating. So, and even if I'm thinking to start the healing business, for example, then I'm stopping right there. And there's like something that doesn't allow me to move anywhere I want to move.
Okay. So, Carolyn, why don't you take a look?
Yeah. And I was kind of checking in while you were speaking. You're very well spoken, by the way. You explained that in a way that was really easy to understand where you're coming from. Okay, so while I was just kind of working as you were talking through that, cleared some issues with mom, some energy stuff with your husband, or between the energy between you and them, And I'm wondering if, like when you said on a physical level, it's just not translating, is it kind of a lack of knowledge of exactly how to set things up to do that? Is it, it feels like to me like intuitively you understand how to help people and how to do it, but to translate that into the physical world, you really need to have a few mechanics of how to set this up as a business if you want to make some money from it. Is that, am I close at all?
You are close. There is another thing that everything, if I start something or, I mean, I learn something, I jumped in and, like, I'm getting the whole idea. And then instead of, like, keeping this way, like, being brilliant in my own way, I collapsed and I kind of stopped even understanding the beginning of what I was already getting, like, the wholeness of it. How would you explain it? It's like going into the way that I'm stupid and not smart, and I cannot really get what I just got.
Yeah, okay. So you get insights, and then something pulls you back a little bit. Maybe the word capable is coming up that we need to plug that in for you, that I am capable. I have wisdom, too. I am wise. My brain easily remembers and retains and recalls what I need. Just something about being a smart woman. I am a smart woman, and it is, you've got something generational on this of, it is safe for me to be a smart woman. Actually, it feels like somebody is here telling me, don't just say the word smart, say the word brilliant. So I'm going to use the word brilliant for you. It is safe for me to be a brilliant woman. Almost like there's a place waiting for you to step into it. This is, it's on your father's side. I'm kind of curious, what is your dad, what country is your dad from?
Russia.
Your father.
Say that again.
Lineage. Well, I'm wondering what her lineage on her dad's side, where that, what country that's from.
From Russia.
Okay. I thought your accent, I have two boys that speak Russian, and I thought your accent sounded Russian to me. So, Russian, let's go back. Goes back about eight generations on your father's side, but it's women. It's a woman that I'm picking up, that the one that said to make sure and tell you brilliant. You are brilliant, but it's just stepping into that. And it's almost like a fear comes up. Every time you move forward, then a fear pops up, and it pushes you back a little bit, is what it feels like to me anyway. And so we're trying to just move that. Let's move that fear out of your way, because that's not... you don't need that. It doesn't need to be there. So generationally, we're moving that block for you. And let me just see if there's anything else generational that I need to clear up for you right now. Anything else? No. And is there anything else that we can... No, I think it's just about believing in yourself, trusting in yourself, moving forward, because you've already got what it takes. It's just now... taking what it takes to do it, to move with it. But it'll be much easier now that big generational block is moved. Is there anything else I can help you with at the moment? I mean, did we get what you needed, do you think?
It's like I know that I'm very potent in whatever it is, and probably it's in healing also. But in general, in my life, I don't, It seems like there is still a charge in me being like all that I can be. Mm-hmm. Like there is so more in me, like more talents and abilities that I cannot pull out.
Okay. So I'm going to do a couple affirmations with you to kind of align the energy on this. One of them is being patient, and this also applies to all of this, applies to whoever else is listening on this, in case anyone forgot, it applies to you too. I am patient with how this unfolds. I am patient with myself. I'm patient with others. Your energy is really strong on being patient with others, but also healthy boundaries. It's it's okay for me to have healthy boundaries. Yeah, and I recognize my own gifts, talents, and skills, and I develop more and expand more as I move forward with this. Yeah, they don't all need to jump up right now. It's for your highest good. Things will develop and will be shown to you as you move along your path. Do we need anything else? That feels a lot better.
Mm.
Yeah, that feels clean to me. That feels good. Ooh, this will be exciting. What an exciting journey. And I'm going to plug in for you, too, so that you can emit the signal is that other people in my life support me in this journey. And I'm not meaning financially support you. I'm meaning energetically, emotionally. Like mm-hmm. you want to put out that vibe, like an expectation that, you know, I expect yeah. this in a kind, loving, compassionate way, but, putting out there other people will support me. And just knowing that there will be people along the path that will come in to support you and help you move along. Because we all need other people. We all need each other's different gifts and talents to help us each on our own journey, and that's okay to allow that, and just trusting yourself to know who's trustworthy and who's not. So, whew, okay, that was kind of a lot of stuff.
Wow.
That was a big generational thing. That felt really heavy.
Wow. Okay, Carolyn, are you doing okay? Because I know we're kind of moving. I want to keep going. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, good. I
this
just want to be
sure.
I'm
thing.
Feeling... Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling like flying up off the roof here. I mean, I feel like so much energy being released that I'm getting more energetic as we go through the callers. So we've got Marla, and she's in, it looks like Millbury, Massachusetts, and it's a 508 area code. Marla, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm so excited. Thank you for picking me, Darius.
Welcome.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
Hi. I'm gonna travel fast for you.
Okay.
I'm in a healing business. I don't call myself a healer, but I'm a therapist, a cranial visceral therapist. And
cool.
I have a situation that with my son and my granddaughter. My son has some mild brain damage, and I'm not sure if he's doing drugs. So I have a situation there, and I have a lot of pain in my left groin.
Okay.
Have had issues with my hips, so I don't know what you can do with me.
Okay. How long has that pain been there? Just curious.
The hips have been going on off and on for 4 or 5 months, but the left groin has been about a week and a half to 2 weeks.
Hmm. Okay. And you don't remember any kind of physical...
Well, I tried every time I tried Pilates, it seems like I end up with SI joints getting rotated and stuck.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So you're probably aware that hips represent movement, forward movement, moving forward, and all of that. So that's always the first place I go with that to see if there's anything stuck about.
Oh, I'd love
energy.
To move. I'd love to move. Yes, I would
okay.
love. To.
Okay. So let me just check in here. All right, for Marla's highest good. Okay. Sometimes I forget that I'm not talking. It's easier for me to do it in my head than to say it out
go
loud.
Right
so
ahead.
If I'm whispering here, you know, I'm just
okay.
checking on this. Left. Do we need anything else on that? No. I'm just trying to clean up whatever glitches are in that energy, the energy there around the left. And I'm checking to see if it's anything specific, because left side of the body usually represents female things and right side represents males. I'm not really getting any big connection on anything that way, but it's safe to move forward, safe to have the whole movement thing is, we need anything else. Okay. Take a deep breath. I just felt something move. Not sure what it was.
Yeah,
I'm not always know exactly
breath.
What it is. Yeah. And then what about your son and granddaughter? He's the father?
He has her part of the time, yeah. No, he lives right behind me. And,
okay.
He's high strung. It's a difficult situation.
Okay, so where your part comes in on that is you're a grandma worried about, of course, your son, but also the how old is the granddaughter?
She's 15.
Okay. Okay. All right. So I can just check in on them really quick if you want me to, and
oh,
see if
great.
There's any
yes,
anything
please.
I can send them, and then of course it's up to them to accept it or not. But.
Yes.
Your granddaughter has really good energy. Like really, she's
yeah.
She's very stable and sturdy. Your son feels a little more off. When I mean off, it just his energy's not as strong as hers. Which
right.
And he's got.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, thank you.
Got that. Believe in myself. Yeah, and I'm just going to send him some self-worth affirmations. It feels like that would help him, and hopefully he'll accept it. His energy has a softness to it, though, that feels like when I check him for being open to allowing it and receiving it, that actually feels really good on that part of it. There's a part of him that's very, what's the word? There's a part of him that's very open to that, but I have to look for it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to send him some self-worth stuff, and it's feeling like that's, I don't need to do anything more for him. Granddaughter actually just feels really good. She's very connected to you. Energetically, that feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't know if, okay, yeah, there's not a lot. I mean, if I had you one-on-one on a private session, we had an hour together, yeah, we'd do some more exploring on that. But for now, it's like, okay, that's good.
That's good.
That's
wow.
good for the short time that we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it
well,
wasn't like
I am...
she was asked, the granddaughter wasn't necessarily asking for anything immediate. So that, you know, you may want to do something with a practitioner or something on that down the road if you want to.
Okay. Well, you know, what we're doing now, I mean, I know we'll start the process rolling, and, I mean, this is, you know, we're doing whatever we can with, I mean, literally we have almost 70 people with their hands up. So I'm going to keep going here.
Oh,
we've
sorry.
Got, yeah. Well, we're going
to
do what we can, and then, you know, there's ways people can continue this. We've got Beth from Atwater, California. She's from a 209 area code. Beth, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Excellent. I feel that I'm not doing what I meant to do.
Are you walking, Beth? Yeah, we're yes, at, are you walking?
I'm running outside so you can hear me better.
Oh, okay. Well, let's wait. We'll wait 1 minute because I want to be sure she can hear you. Just it'll be fine. Hold
yeah.
tight and let's see what kind
okay.
of connection
one
we'll
minute.
Get. Sure, sure.
Yeah, I'm outside now. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, perfect.
So I feel that I'm not doing what I'm meant to do. I feel like I'm meant to help and heal people. And also I'm just plagued by lack of finances. I feel like there's a lack of finances to do what I want to do, which is heal and share God's beauty. And I feel, so I keep working in offices and I moved to work in another one, and it just, I know it's not where I'm supposed to be.
Mm.
Okay. Can you do, is that some, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, then I don't understand this thing with my father. He withdraws, and it's like an off and on situation where it goes for years, and then he'll speak with me and we'll interact, and then he goes away again and withdraws. It's very unsettling.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let me see where we're going to go first here. Okay, is the you say you work in an office, but you really want to do healing work. Are you in the meantime, like this might just be one of those chapters in the book of your life story of this is one of those in the meantime. I'm working in an office. I don't feel like it's exactly where I'm supposed to be, but during this time, I am learning some things. I mean, if you're on Darius's calls, obviously you're trying to learn a lot. And is the healing stuff, do you work on friends and family, or are you even that far along with it yet? Like, is it something that you can be doing part-time on the side in the evenings a couple times a week while you're still working in the office?
I could be doing this, but I don't know why I'm not. I think that I just want to be financially abundant, and I don't want to charge people. It's a money thing. I just want to give. I don't want to have to ask for money to help them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I hear that a lot from people. And I'll just tell you where I stand on that. I know it's a spiritual thing. Like, healing work is very spiritual for most people. I charge for my time, my skill, my expertise, that years and years that I've put into learning this. That's what I'm charging for. If someone has a spiritual experience with it, that is great. That is not mine to charge for. That's God's gift to them. So I see that as, oh, I'm not charging for the whole spiritual experience they're going to have. I'm charging for my time and my expertise. And if you don't see it that way, there are a lot of people who just do it volunteer, and that's wonderful if they have money to live on. But it's not practical to say, I don't want to work in an office. I want to do healing work but not charge. You have to have some way of being validated for the time that you're putting into that. And there has to be, for the person to get the best benefit from it, there needs to be an even exchange of energy, whether that's money or, you know, barter, or somehow they need to sacrifice something to put into it so that it works better for them, so they get the best benefit from it. Sorry, that's my little soapbox there. Probably a lot of people needed to hear that. But so I'm not sure, like, that makes total sense to me why you're stuck. If you need to have a job to survive, but you want to do healing but not charge, of course that would make you feel really stuck. That makes sense to me. So I'm not sure we can clear some energy for you around that it's okay to charge for my time and for my skills and for my knowledge, if that feels right to you, or we can take it the other way and say it's okay for me, you know, just make your energy clear that I get the ideal job for me, that I can also do healing on the side for free while I work at this job that I enjoy. Like, which way? Either way it'll work, but which way do you want it to work for in your life?
Which is in my highest and best. See, I'm trying to be still.
Ah, okay. Great answer.
She is a healer. I can feel it. Strong energy when she lets it come through, yes.
Yeah.
I guess I feel that God has given me natural abilities, and what is given, it's not like I went to all this. I am attuned with Reiki and Theta a little bit, but even before that, I can call on and things can occur, healing can occur, especially with the animals. And so I feel that what is given, how can I charge what has been given freely? It's not like I went to study to be a doctor. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I also believe that God gives us gifts so that we can make a living with them. So he wants us to have joy in our lives. So I think people get this illusion that, well, if it's given by God, then I can't charge for it. Well, really? Everybody in a job that I know that they're really good at makes money from it. They all have gifts from God, but it's maybe different kind of looking gifts, not so much healing gifts. And so somehow we think that's okay, but the healing ones aren't.
Maybe that's what needs to be cleared, is that it's okay that to accept an exchange.
Yeah, let's just plug in something like when I help other people, there is always an equal exchange of energy. So whatever you see that equal exchange of energy as, like maybe it's not money for you, maybe it's I don't know what, something else that you come up with, or and also let's plug in for you the ideal. It's okay for me. I am well paid for using these gifts, and it really is okay for God, with God, to charge money for. He wants us to use the gifts He's given us, and if nobody ever, I mean, the whole world would be in poverty if no one ever got paid for any gifts that were given them. You know,
right?
If nobody got paid for their gifts, nobody would. I guess we'd all be in a society where it was all barter, and maybe that's all good and well too. But that's not what our society in this world right now is. So, just whatever fear around that. It feels like there's a lot of confusion and doubt and fear. So I'm just going to do a blanket statement and release that, and you will know. You're inspired. You will know what the best way for you to move forward is. And also, let's plug in for you. I have clarity on my next step. Because nobody else can tell you that. I can't tell you that. You know, just opening up so that your subconscious has that thought of, I have clarity. I have clarity. And then things will start coming in to make it clear to you, you know, is this the job I stay with? Can I go to part-time? Can I do this other job? Can I start taking clients on the side here? You will know. It will open for you. But I'm just going to plug in also, doors are open for me. Opportunities are all around for me. You had a lot of blocks about that. It's safe to move forward with this. And also you've got some generational things on just money, like money can be a good thing. Money doesn't really have an energy to it. It's just whatever we give it, whatever our beliefs about the money is. But that I let go of any negative feelings about money. That money can be an okay thing. It's your friend. It's good. Okay. Here we
Fantastic.
Go. That feels pretty good. As far as on the father withdraws thing, I don't think that's any of Beth's stuff. That's her
okay.
father's stuff. So that's,
Ooh.
Yeah, that's his
Well,
stuff.
that's really good to know. And, you know, one of the things I want to let people know is that Carolyn actually, I mean, one of the things you're dedicated to, Carolyn, is showing people how to really get the work that you do and actually become like you and do this. So we're getting a lot of people here that are saying, I want to be a healer. I am a healer. I don't know how to charge for it or how to. I haven't had special training. So, you know, Carolyn really is a mentor for people that want to be doing what she does and shows you how you can be doing it. So the decision, like I tell people, is fully yours. It's your destiny is in your hand, and you have to decide. And sometimes one of the things that I've done to get over, you know, challenges about money is I put a lot into my training, and I work my butt off to become really good at whatever I do. Even if I was if I was naturally gifted as a healer, then I would work really hard to become the best healer possible so that I could, you know, get over any fear of not charging, because I'd say, look, you know, I've spent years and this and that. So whatever it is, put it into your craft and be the best that you can be. And for a lot of you, you know, earn enough so you can survive and take care of yourself and be stable and become better at your work, because a stable environment will allow you to become better. And then, you know, give away a certain portion of your healing or donate your money and time or become a philanthropist. You know, I mean, one of the world's biggest philanthropists is Oprah Winfrey. She was able to give more away because she actually received, and then she could give away, you know, millions and millions of dollars, more than she ever could have if she never received in the first place. Okay, we've got someone else here. We've got, C. Hunwell from Rancho Bernardo, California. It's a 858 number. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. This is so exciting. I'm also a healer. I've been working on myself for my whole life, but right now I feel very stuck, blocked. I am afraid of my own power, which, and I do feel it's ancestral. I have a lot of issues, I think, that are pulling on me from the past.
Okay. Okay. Tell me your name. I know he said it was C. Do you, is that what you go by?
No, my real name is Carol.
Oh, good for you.
But
okay.
I go by Kelly.
Oh, well, all righty then. Okay, I just want to call you.
I was never, I never accepted Carol.
Okay. I know, somebody called me Carol today, and I'm like, ooh, don't call me that.
Oh, my middle name, Carolyn, is Lynn.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that doesn't offend me at all that you go by Kelly. Kelly's a great name. Okay, so, yep, you certainly do have generational stuff on that. There's some things coming up from your father's side. A big group, actually, that wants to be cleared. I keep getting the word for you on voice, like... it's safe for me to speak up for myself. My opinion matters. I am heard. I am understood. What I have to share is valuable. Yeah, it's just coming from your fifth chakra. Like, do you, in what you do you teach little groups or speak or anything? Is that any kind of desire of yours?
I would love to do that, but it's basically been, I've just kind of let spirit guide the people. It seems like no matter where I go, people just want to, they just open up to me and share with me, and I'm able to inspire them, which gives
awesome.
Me great pleasure.
Yeah.
But I also feel that at this stage in my life, I'm just at a crossroads, a major crossroads. My birthday happens to be December 21st, so I have that energy running on me, too.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to plug in for you also, Kelly. It is safe for me to be strong. I am a strong woman, and because that's really where your power lies in stepping into that. It just feels like there's a lot of hesitation around that, or just being who you are and being true to that and just lining up with that. It's just waiting for you to line up with that. That's why I asked, do you teach or anything? Because it feels like you have that energy kind of as a teacher, like the more, you're probably really great one-on-one, but maybe even doing groups. But getting in alignment with you have a powerful message, like connecting with that belief that what I have is good, what I have is a good message. You probably cognitively think, well, I know what I do helps people, but down deep in your energy, I think that's where some of that generational stuff, it just feels like doubt about, but are they really getting it, or can I really do it? I don't know what it is. We don't need to know. We're just going to move it. We're just going to get that out of the way. Do any other thoughts come to your mind?
Well, a lot of it is from past lives. I know that I have spoken up for truth in many lifetimes, and I've died. And the fear of, and as far as speaking up in groups, I'd be happy to share anywhere and with anyone. Because we're all one, and I know.
Okay. Yeah, I think a lot of that. Now, people see this different. My belief system, I don't do the past life thing, because anytime someone mentions that, it's like I can see the ancestors. I'm like, that's not yours, that's these ancestors. But I know a lot of my clients do, that is their belief system. So it works either way. Bottom line is we're moving the energy connected with that. You know, whether you see it as being you in a past life, or I see it as, no, this is coming from your lineage. It doesn't matter. The point is we want to make the whatever energy that is. And that was on your father's side, about a fear of persecution for speaking up.
Yes.
Yeah, Let's get rid of that. Oh, that is blocking you a little bit. But it doesn't need to anymore. Once it's gone, it's gone. So do we need anything more? No, that feels good. That feels good. And how that's very insightful of you that you just pinpointed exactly what it was. You knew what it was. You just didn't know what to do about it exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I've called for the answer. And here are you and Darius. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for calling in. You're just delightful. You have such a fun energy.
Well, okay, so we've got a ton more people here. I'm not sure what we can do because we're already at time. We definitely may have to bring you back because this was very really popular, Carolyn. Can we do for everybody maybe a group clearing or something to help free up some energy on the whole group? Is that possible? Because there may be some people that, didn't get this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so my intention here is, especially for people who had their hand raised and they were waiting and they're like, I wish you wouldn't talk so long so I could get my question in. anyone feeling like that, to just, my intention is to help shift and move whatever it is they needed, like right now, today, something else, and also that trusting that can happen like that. I know how the energy works, so I know it can happen like that, but some people who aren't as familiar with it as I am may not know or believe that, can that really happen? Yes, it can. So something about, let me just pinpoint where this is going here. Self-worth is the biggest issue I'm feeling right now from the energy of the group. Okay, just owning their own power, people stepping in, I am capable, I'm worthy, stepping into my own power and accepting it and using it wisely, like accepting it fully. It feels like there's a lot of people that are at that point, yeah, but then there's always that little bit of doubt of, but is that really okay? Can I really be that strong? Is it okay to be that strong? Absolutely, yes it is. It's necessary, actually. You were given that. It's necessary to use it. So for the whole group, I'm just plugging in that it's safe for me to own all of my power. I accept it all and use it wisely. I step into it now. I'm capable of that. And something about I'm always in the right place at the right time, and I trust... Yeah, everybody's good on their intuition, it feels like, but just trusting themselves to interpret the inspiration that comes to them, making wise decisions. Because a lot of us, you get that intuitive hit, and then you're thinking, well, I don't know, am I feeling that because of this, or is it this direction? And it's hard. So just trusting yourself to make the wise decisions and interpret what is coming to you, and also... I'm always divinely guided and protected. That one had a little charge on it. Just a minute. I'm unwinding that one. Okay. Always divinely guided and protected. And Darius, anything else that you want me to hit on that you feel would be beneficial for everybody on the call?
Well, I'm feeling a lot of people in their heart, they know what to do. Like they know they need to take action, and they feel like they need something to shift in a big way before they can take action and maybe some new thing to happen. And a lot of it is just take the action. A lot of it to me is just take the action. It may be a little fearful. There may be a little bit of stretching, but that fear is also excitement. So I think I want to get that discernment between fear and excitement, because so many of us have sort of like thought that, fear is this terrible thing where it's actually like the flip side of excitement and new possibility and juice flowing
That's
through
awesome.
Our bodies.
Yeah, that is a great way to put it. That's right. And I totally agree with you. In fact, I heard Oprah years ago say this. This reminded me when you said, just take the action. She had said people wait for courage, like they think they have to have courage before they step into something. And that's absolutely not how it happens. The courage only comes after you've already stepped into it, and then the courage comes. And I agree a lot with that. I think the action is waiting for you to take the step into it. It's not going to come to you and do everything for you. The opportunities are there. You see them. And then it's up to you to step into it, take the action. Yeah, and I like that. And it's okay to have some butterflies in your stomach sometimes. There's a difference between excitement and the, if something's not right, you'll feel in your gut. Well, people feel at different places, but most people in their gut will tell them that this just doesn't feel quite right. That's where the discernment set, you said, Darius, comes in. Yeah, there's a discernment between this doesn't feel quite right to me, like this is the right, is not the right path right now, or, oh, this feels a little nervous. I'm a little nervous about this. Those are two different things. The nervousness is okay. That's fun. That's excitement. That's starting a new adventure. So let me just plug in for everybody. I easily and naturally, I like that word naturally, I naturally notice that difference or discern the difference between positive, a little positive nervousness on stepping on a new path and the intuitive hesitancy that is a warning or, you know, keeping me from going down the wrong path. Yeah, I easily discern between the two. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. There is a big... there's a big kink right there for people. So being able to. Yeah, and also knowing that I don't think we make very many mistakes. We're here in this university of life to learn and to grow. And some people feel like, oh, I made a really bad mistake by choosing this choice. Really? Because you probably learned a ton of really good lessons from that. And your soul probably needed to learn those lessons. So I don't know if everything's mistakes just because they're not, they don't work out perfect. You know, if you count how many lessons that you learned from that particular event or that particular decision, it might have got you exactly, it usually does get you exactly where you need to be. So even if that's on your knees at rock bottom, if that's where you needed to be to learn what you needed to be to learn, then so be it, and there's nowhere to go but up from there. So yeah. Anyway, but yeah, let's, it feels like the energy is pretty clean on that. Like, move forward, take action. This is okay for me. This is safe for me. I trust myself to do this. That's where the kink is, too. Trust myself. All right. I think we got it. I think we got what needed to clear up today.
Well, we did. You did a tremendous amount, and I think we really shifted some energy for a lot of people. I want to, you know, talk about how people can go deeper into what your work is about and actually... maybe really begin to try on doing what Carolyn does for the world and being that Carolyn Cooper in your own world so that you can, you know, I always say, well, you know, it would be cool to be Oprah in my own world. Well, be Carolyn Cooper in your own world and help others, like give the gift that you are getting now and awaken your power, awaken who you are, and be the Carolyn Cooper for your neighborhood, for your community, for your city, for your state, you know, and join in this movement, in this revolution we call You Wealth, because ultimately that is probably where most of your discontent comes from, is because you're not being what you're here to be. Now, Carolyn, I mean, of course, what you do is not for everybody, but there's going to be a big portion of people that want to do more of this. What do you have for them so they can start to move down that path?
Okay. Well, for my special offer, it's a great deal. If you want to get in on it, this is the time to do it. At the Carolyn Cooper Online University, I teach four-day courses where people actually get certified in what I do, but a prerequisite to that is this online university. And so you will learn a ton in this. It's foundational work, but yet there is a process in there where you can clear energy. It doesn't teach all the advanced stuff I do, but it gets you to a place where you are so ready to move forward with it. So there's five different modules. You get 6 months on the course. So you can do it as fast. I've had people go through it in 3 days or some people take the full 6 months. It depends, you know, however big of a hurry you're in to learn all the information. So one module talks all about vibrations and how the law of attraction works with vibrations, and most of your audience I would think are familiar with that, but there's probably a few extra new things in there that might, you know, hit them in a way that they go, oh, I never thought of it like that. And then there's a module that teaches all about the energy systems, and there's 7 energy systems in the body, not only the chakras. There's auras, there's meridians, there's grid, there's Celtic weave, there's rhythms, there's, I always leave something out, but there's 7 different energy systems, and as far as I know, my modality, I think there's one other, are the only ones that talk about all 7 of them, and they're all
wow.
fascinating, and if you're going to be doing this work, you might as well know what they all are. There's one about listening to your body, like how to, you know, listen to the aches and creaks in your body and talk to them and find out what are the emotions behind there. And then you're able to start moving that and shifting that so that your energy can flow more freely, so that your body can heal itself as God created it to, but we get those energy blocks and then it's hard for it to do its thing. There's one about connecting with your intuition. And so many people come to me saying, I was very intuitive as a little kid, and I kind of got stifled because people thought I was weird, or it scared me, and I've shut it down. I hear that a lot. Or from other people who say, I've always wanted to be more intuitive, but I don't know how to step into that or how to open it up. This is the module for you, if you fit in any of those categories. It's just how to naturally connect with the way you receive information. Whether, like, I see things in my head, but some people hear things, feel it in
right.
their gut, in their heart, and yeah, all different ways. So what clair are you? Clairvoyant, clairescience, all those different ones. And then there's a Q&A module on there that just answers questions from people that they've written in about that class. And then you get bonuses. I do just kind of like what we did on the call today, except not with individuals. I do separate topics each month. So I think you get 3 with this. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
So one of them is the healthy body. It's all clearing energy around healthy body. And one of them is your relationship with money, your energetic relationship with money, which is a really powerful one for people. And the other one is self-worth, because that, like I said at the first, that's kind of the common denominator for everyone with their issues, is, you know, not valuing themselves enough. So you get those 3 bonuses, which are, you know, those are immediate downloads, and you can listen to those as many times as you want. Just relax and listen and absorb it and start seeing your life shift from there.
Let me tell people where they can go, because a lot of people are asking about that. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N. It's uwealthrevolution.com/Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N. And then I want to ask a few questions, Carolyn, about what's in here. We did talk about it. So people are going to understand how science backs up energy healing. The 7 systems of energy, which you need to know if you are going to really not only clear your own energy, but also become really astute at doing that. It's going to be a very key piece of this. I love you have a piece in here about quick and easy exercises people can do to keep their own energy balanced and running optimally. Tell me about those.
Oh, well, a lot of those, I'm a Tai Chi instructor. I've taught Tai Chi and Qigong for years. And there are certain Qigong movements, Tai Chi exercises. I've also got some brain gym exercises and just basic open your energy type of exercises that I have in there.
Wow.
Because some people need something like more physical, and you can do those. You know, you can't OD on any of this energy stuff. It has no negative side effects. So you can do them as often as you need to. You know, things as simple as, like one of my favorites is connecting heaven and earth, where you put the hands palm together in front of the heart in prayer position, and one hand goes to heaven, one hand goes to earth, and you visualize. I love doing this out in my grass barefoot. But you visualize gathering energy from heaven and energy from earth and bringing it into your heart chakra, and then you change so the left hand goes up and the right hand goes down, and you do the same thing, and you breathe deeply while you do that. That's just a really nice, not only does it physically stretch the body and open the lungs, but energetically you're just moving and expanding and bringing fresh energy in. It's great. Like, just simple little exercises like that that can make a big difference in your day and your energy balance.
I'm very excited about it, because you teach a lot of things in here. I say this is kind of like if
the Hogwarts of, you know, the Harry Potter movie where yeah. ordinary people go that have gifts that haven't really realized them yet, to really tap in and then now release this to the world. So if you have a healing ability, as you go deeper and deeper into Kellen's work and starting with this, you'll become better and better. The other thing I think that a lot of people would be interested in, and obviously we don't have time to go into it now, but you also share here your personal formula for manifesting health, wealth, and joy, and how people can use it for them, for their clients and for themselves. You know, how has your life changed since you started doing this and applying all of these principles?
Oh, wow. Tremendously. I mean, I don't have a tale of woe, you know, or a wounded healer story necessarily. For me, it was just all the little things. And sometimes the little things in life, like not feeling confident enough at this, being embarrassed to talk to this person, you know, not trusting yourself to step forward on this or that, or, you know, it's not big tragedies, but I just had lots of little kinks here and there. And it's, wow, it's so freeing to get to move those out of the way and to live life from such a different place. Oh, yeah, my life has changed tremendously. I hate to think how I'd be like if I hadn't found energy work all those years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and I have 5 kids, so being a mom and raising kids, I'm a totally different mom than I would have been with my little fears and worries and ugh, yuck.
Well, I know you you shared a lot of this with my wife, and you did some work on her, and things shifted a big way for us as well. I need to send you an email about it, but you know, this, you know, we really love you, and we love your work, and we love what you represent, which to me is empowering. I mean, you can't go to college to learn this. You're not going to go to school to learn this necessarily, traditional university, but this is really the best use of our gifts and our resources, in my mind, to really wake people up to the gift that we all have. You know, you come and you don't say, well, this is only for select few. You say, you know, I want to show you how we can all do this, and you can make your life about this, and you can shift your life and the lives of others doing this and taking people all the way from wherever they are now to where they want to go. So they get all the modules. It's you do clearing work here on self-worth, on the energetic relationship with money. You do a group clearing work where people get that. And you also are deeply discounting this. It's like 73% off, so it's $97. And they get to use this and go through it and apply it. And did you say they had 6 months to go through it, or as long as they needed?
Yeah. Yeah, 6 months. Occasionally people will travel and they'll say, oh, I didn't finish the last one. Can I have an extension? Yeah, we're pretty flexible that way.
Fantastic.
Yes, ideally, when I first did it, I did it live several times, actually, as a 5-week course.
Yeah.
So every week you're going through a different thing. So people can do it that way if they want to set aside a certain day of the week to do, you know, get online. And there's a fun little homework assignment with every single lesson. You can download, you know, print out all the papers. You can download all the talks. It's, you know, so you don't have to be right online doing it, but online gives you a little accountability. It's a really cool setup that online, and you have to check and, you know, did I follow through with this? I finished this assignment. You get to click, and then it'll let you move into the next module. So it's really professional, really fun and cool how it's set up. And can I just say also, this I actually did this not only for people who feel like I have some skills in this area and I feel like I want to learn more and move on, but I have had a ton of people who aren't sure if it's something they want to do, and they just want to know more about energy work in general. They don't necessarily want to be in the healing profession. They just want to learn a little bit more about it and be able to do things to help themselves and to help their family. And so it's perfect for that as well. You know, whether you plan to be, have a big healing business, or just want to help yourself, either way, it's designed for both.
Mm.
I love it. You know, I mean, because people can use this on themselves. They can understand how their energy systems work to get out of their own way. And ultimately, that's the best way to become a teacher and healer is to get it out of your own, get out of your own way and begin helping other people. So I love this. Any people that you've worked with, that just stories that have astounded you or things that you really feel like really represent the power of the work that you do, Carolyn?
Yeah, I have a lot of stories. The one that comes to my mind is I also have a gal that teaches for me in Australia. So there's a lot of classes over Australia, New Zealand, sorry, that side of the world as well. And one of the classes I was teaching over there, one of the women, and she'd been in healing things, you know, for several years, but she came up front. We did a little laser session on her, and I did not know this until later. I just followed the energy and did what came up, and there was some really heavy stuff in her dad's ancestral line that needed to be cleared, so we cleaned that up, and this was right before our lunch break. And after our lunch break, she came up to me and said, "You don't know this, but I have had migraine headaches almost every day for 25 years. And she said, as soon as you did that clearing on me, it is gone. And it had been like maybe an hour or two after that she was saying this to me. And she says, and it's been gone, it's been gone for the last couple hours, and we'll see how it goes from here. Well, that was over a year and a half ago, I think, and I've heard from her a couple times since then, and I keep track of a lot of the gals over there in Australia, so I hear through the grapevine too, but all of them say she is doing great. Like, she's doing really great with it. She says she's never had a problem with it since. So I'm not saying, wow, I can fix anybody with migraines. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm saying in her particular case, that's what it was connected to, and it was such an easy fix to just, you know, clear that generational thing out. And that happened to release whatever that was in her particular case going on. And I have a lot of stories like that. It's just different people carry different emotions, and different emotions trigger different physical things in people. So, because we're all built differently, and so it's really important just follow where the energy leads you, because there's not a certain. I don't like a lot of rules. There's not a certain prototype for every single person you work on. It's listen to them, listen to their body, listen to their energy, and that will tell you where to go on that particular person. Sorry, I'm rambling a little. I'm so passionate about this work. So.
No, I mean, it makes sense.
To you.
Well, it makes sense because as you go like into the lineage and you go into the ancestral DNA, and you can't tell that by looking at someone, and you can't really tell by listening to what they tell you is wrong. I mean, you have to follow the energy all the way to the root, wherever that may be. You know, how many centuries back or decades back that is, or generations back. And so, you know, that's a really key point in this. And I believe that if we get to that place of feeling and we awaken all of that, we can heal ourselves. And this is a very powerful place to learn how to do that. And, you know, this is like a mystery school. You know, these things are not part of our formal education system. Yet, you know, centuries ago, it was, right? But now it's not.
Yeah.
And this is about bringing that back. So if you want to be a part of that group and learn this and do this and change your financial abundance doing this and get Carolyn's help to go forward, if you still feel like you have those money blocks, and you know, this is why we love to have her on. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Carolyn, CAROLYN. CAROLYN. And
yeah.
I love this. And also, the other thing we do too is, you know, for any reason it's not for you, we do have a money back guarantee on this if it's for.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's really rare for anybody to want that, just because they get into it and they go, oh, this is fun.
Yes.
And I'm learning a lot. And, you know, it's kind of a very interactive, and people really like that. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Carolyn, any final words for the group? I know we've got tons of people on, and I want to just thank you for staying so long, and we need to do this again. But any final words for everyone here?
Oh, Yeah, I would love to do it again. I love your crowd. Yeah, it's just, I think we've already said and done it all. Believe in yourself. Step into your power. Don't be afraid of that. Go within and really pay attention to that strong sense of discernment that is there for all of us. Just try to connect with that more, which just means paying attention to it, really. Paying attention to, does this feel like it's right for me or does this not? And you'll know. Just get connected more with your intuition and follow that. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Carolyn. I love it. I love your work and I love your energy and contribution.
Thank you. Thanks. And you are the Oprah of what you do, Darius.
Oh, thanks.
Wear it well.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Wow.
Thank you.
Okay,
my pleasure.
So everyone, let's send Carolyn our love and attention and everything we can on the count of three. One, two, three.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.